You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm Shally Pittman, filling in for James Kelly. The Carson Park Baseball Stadium in Eau Claire is getting the green light on improvements, according to an update from City Manager Stephanie Hirsch. The City Council approved more than $1.6 million recently, and there's also $400,000 raised by residents. That means new dugouts before the next baseball season, along with new bleachers installed next year, a new concessions area, new restrooms, and improvements to the historic grandstand. The City of Chippewa Falls is again looking for an alder to fill the vacant term. If you live in the 5th District near downtown, you have until September 11th to submit your application. The term will last until April 2027, and the vacancy comes after former Councilwoman Heather Martell resigned her seat. She was the second in about a month to resign out of frustration. The Leader Telegram reports former Councilman Scott Sullivan resigned in July. The Wisconsin governor's race just got more crowded. Ryan Sternod announced his candidacy yesterday.
I officially announce my candidacy as a Democrat for governor in the great state of Wisconsin. Thank you. Thank you very much.
The longtime beer vendor is a former Republican, but he's running as a Democrat. As Civic Media political editor Dan Schaefer reports, Sternod says his focus is on strengthening the working class.
Gone will be Act 10. First chance I get. Gone will be right to work legislation.
Sternod is the second Democrat to announce for governor after Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. Bill Berrien and Josh Shulman have declared runs for the Republican primary. The race for the governor's second in command has also officially kicked off. Democrat Sarah Gadlewski announced her campaign for lieutenant governor in Madison yesterday. Congressman Tom Tiffany is urging the Department of Justice to recoup funds for the town of Lac des Flambeaux. He sent a letter Tuesday to U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi, calling payments to the tribe a, quote, extortion racket. The letter comes after a federal judge ruled earlier this month that homeowners have legal rights to four roads crossing the Lac des Flambeaux Reservation. The town had paid the Lac des Flambeaux Band of Lake Superior Chippewa more than $600,000 for temporary access after the tribe blocked the roads in 2023. According to Judge William Conley, those payments wiped out the town's entire road budget. The tribe had sought $10 to $20 million for permanent access. Judge Conley also noted that the town had asked for help from local, state, and federal governments but received none. The tribe says it has sovereign authority over its lands, treaty rights that are more than 150 years old. The Joint Committee for Review of Administrative Rules is a powerful committee in the state legislature. Until recently, it could hold up state agencies from enacting rules. But the state Supreme Court curbed those powers last month and said the Rules Committee couldn't indefinitely hold up the rules process, and now Wisconsin may get a new gray wolf management plan. According to reporting from WisPolitics, at least 5 of 27 rules waiting to be formalized come from the Department of Natural Resources. One is Wisconsin's gray wolf management plan, which has been wrapped up in rulemaking for over 2 years. The plan was approved by the Natural Resources Board in 2023 and received thousands of public comments. Some critics of the plan want the DNR to establish a hard quota for a wolf hunt, but the plan doesn't do that. Instead, it sets population goals in guiding future wolf hunts. It also lets the DNR end hunting in specific regions early. A similar pending rule would do the same in managing elk. Gray wolves are listed as an endangered species, and a wolf hunt soon isn't likely. Gray wolves were delisted during the first Trump administration and relisted as an endangered species in 2022. In that time, though, Wisconsin had a wolf hunt that raised the alarm of conservationists. 218 wolves were killed in just 4 days. The quota was 119. Dunn and Washira counties are hub zones. That's an official designation from the Small Business Administration. It allows businesses in these zones to get preferential treatment when competing for federal contracts. Individual census tracts in Douglas, Grant, Greene, and Wood counties are also hub zones. Same for Florence and Sawyer counties, which were again certified. Previously, the SBA denied Governor Evers' request to make Douglas County eligible during the closure and replacement of the John A. Blatnick Bridge between Superior and Duluth. It's expected to cost about $1.8 million, and that closure, expected to come in 2027, could create economic losses while it's closed for years. A cold case on the border of Minnesota has been solved thanks to the work of a nonprofit. In 2002, a group of Boy Scouts in the woods came across a woman's skull in Holton. Her identity has been unknown since then. In 2021, the St. Croix County Sheriff's Office brought the case to the DNA Doe Project. The national group works to identify remains, and after a partial match led investigators to a woman in Sweden. They started building out her family tree to arrive at a name, and now we know. Her name is Alice Peterson. She was a 92-year-old resident of Stillwater. She died of natural causes in a St. Paul hospital a year before her skull was discovered. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has updated eligibility guidelines for free school meals and daycare programs. Lisa Hale has more.
Ahead of back-to-school time, the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction is advising residents of newly updated eligibility guidelines for free school meals and daycare programs. According to a press release, the updated guidelines establish that students in a household of four with an income of just under $42,000 per year, as well as those that participate in programs like Food Share, will qualify for free school meals. Children with household incomes a little over $59,000 will be eligible to receive reduced priced school meals.
For WCFW News, I'm Sholly Pittman. More news anytime at WCFW.fm.
It's the Cubs and the Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. Game 5 of the Brewers and Cubs wrapping up their series in Chicago today. Milwaukee losing last night again, this time 4-3 to the Cubs. The Brewers losing 3 in a row after a 14-game winning streak. Pat Murphy on what he said to the team.
Told them how proud I am of them because there's sometimes things don't go your way. And the wind's blowing sometimes. You can't try to, you know, fight it and you break the branches. You know what I mean? If you try to fight it, you know, and you let the branches blow. And they come back and we'll reset. We didn't get the outcome we wanted, but we showed tremendous heart and tremendous relentlessness.
NFL, the Packers and the Seattle Seahawks in their final preseason game this Saturday at Lambeau Field, kickoff at 3 p.m. Today, the two teams holding a joint practice session in Green Bay. In golf, Sam Weatherhead from Hartford, Wisconsin, finishing 10 under par to win the state open championship at Black Wolf Run in Kohler. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. You can never have enough comedy, and if it's cringe comedy, that's even better. Tim Robinson's Friendship had a decent showing at the box office thanks to a limited theatrical release and will now be available to stream. In the A24 studio film, Robinson's character is new in the hood and just wants to make a friend, and it ends up almost destroying two lives. Brian Baumgartner played Kevin Malone for the entire run of NBC's The Office. He weighed in recently about the new Office spinoff, The Paper, headed by the same producers as The Office. According to the New York Post, so far, the only cast member from the original Office scheduled to make an appearance is Oscar Nunez. Baumgartner says the show looks fantastic and he would happily reprise his role as Kevin if show creator Greg Daniels came calling. The Paper will premiere September 4th on Peacock and is shot in similar mockumentary style. If you love big action movies but insist on watching these cinematic treasures on the small screen, you're in luck. Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning is now available to stream. The eighth and possibly last installment of the franchise starring Tom Cruise is now available available on demand on Amazon Prime. If you need to play catch up, you can stream all 7 of the previous Cruise Mission Impossibles if you have a Paramount Plus subscription. If you loved watching Trust Fund Kid influencer and pretend professional boxer Jake Paul dance around the ring with Mike Tyson amid streaming issues on Netflix, you're in luck. Paul will take on the WBA 14th ranked cruiserweight, that all sounds made up, Gervonta Tank Davis, that also sounds made up. The fight will take place in Atlanta at the State Farm Arena November 14th and only on Netflix, which means you might catch part of it if they figured out their tech issues from the Paul Tyson tap dance. Here's a movie on my radar that should be a big smash based on the classic story and filmmaking team. Frankenstein does not hit theaters until October, but it's directed by multiple Oscar winner Guillermo del Toro and has a solid cast with Jacob Elordi as Frankenstein's monster and Oscar Isaac as Dr. Frankenstein. Mia Goth and Christopher Waltz round out a great ensemble. Frankenstein is based on Mary Shelley's classic novel of the same name. Brian Baumgartner played Kevin Malone for the entire run of NBC's The Office. He weighed in recently about the new Office spinoff, The Paper, headed by the same producers as The Office. According to the New York Post, so far the only cast member from the original Office scheduled to make an appearance is Oscar Nunez. Baumgartner says the show looks fantastic and he would happily reprise his role as Kevin if show creator Greg Daniels came calling. The Paper will premiere September 4th on Peacock and is shot in similar mockumentary style. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy today. Our high right around 78 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the upper 50s to low 60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, lots and lots of sunshine with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.